We're now walking down Mill Street beside the churchyard, and as we turn the corner on our left is Mill Terrace, warehouses in Robert's day, but long since a row of cottages where in my time lived some very great village characters. Tommy Swaffield and one-legged Candle Camel, fisherman, and latterly local author John Eastwood. The leap passes the end of the terrace, and nearby are the remains of Robert's second mill, where flax and hemp fibres were carded ready for spinning and weaving. Continuing along Mill Street, on our left we pass the ancient Shadrach Dairy farmhouse, which still shows remains of the green and yellow colours of the Pitt Rivers estate, of which Burton was part until the whole village was sold in the 1950s. On our right is a row of small cottages, one of which was Benji's, an accomplished and renowned poacher, and then the post office, and just beyond it the Three Horseshoes Inn, a real old pub. I can remember sawdust on the floor, a big silver spittoon, and beer and real rough cider drawn straight from wooden kegs. The landlord then was Harold Grinham, famous for a voice that could be heard near enough from one end of Burton to t'other, wearing thick tweed trousers held up by braces and black gaiters.